We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Taking a look at today's top story, trend, or topic as John and Hugh kick off their final hour with The Big Story.
You already know!
On John and Hugh, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, certainly the big story in town. Braves clinched the NL East. And now look to the NL Division Series here. And this hour of the program live with John and Hugh from the Kia Studios is loaded, loaded, loaded. In about 20 minutes, Landry Fields, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, joins us live from Abu Dhabi. A little later in the hour, Grant McCauley will join us, give us his thoughts on the Braves clinching the NL East. Right now, we turn our attention, though, to the Atlanta Falcons. Our lead reporter, Joe Patrick, joins us on the WaveFord.com hotline. And, Joe, a lot of questions about this week's game, which is a battle for sole possession of first place. And as we get to it, one of the lines, I wish I had said this line, Joe and Hugh. Gisele Bündchen now joins Eli Manning and Nick Foles as the only people to take a ring away from Tom Brady.
That's good. That's a good one.
That's sad.
You know, it's funny. Yesterday I was wondering, do you think it's good news or bad news for the Falcons?
Yeah, I don't know.
That Tom Brady has hired a divorce lawyer.
Yeah, that was my question to you. I don't know.
But so whoever that divorce,
inspire him or make him feel loose or you know,
yeah, whoever he is, he about to get paid though. He about to get paid between the two of them.
Yeah,
they about to get for all those filings and everything like that.
Oh yeah,
they about to get paid. But what was your overall, Joe? What was your overall takeaway away from the game Sunday against the Cleveland Browns?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was a great kind of win, one where the deck was a little bit more stacked against them. It wasn't just like a smooth sailing from the beginning of the game to the end. They really had to, you know, weather a storm there, especially in the second quarter where the Browns were able to hold so much time of possession. And it was kind of funny talking to Arthur Smith on Monday. He said, I think there was like at one point there was about an hour of like actual time between throws that Marcus Mariota had to make in that game. Of course, part of that was because the Falcons were running the ball all over the place in that third, fourth quarter. But yeah, I mean, I thought it was a great win. And I think just like the way they won that game really reinforced what the strength of this team is. And that is to use their physicality in the trenches on the offensive and defensive lines, but especially that offensive line. I mean, I know it's not the sexiest thing to talk about on sports radio, but I mean, goodness, it is great to see a Falcons team that's able to impose themselves on a team that's as good up front as the Browns. I mean, I know that they were obviously missing a couple really talented defensive linemen there, Myles Garrett and Jadeveon Clowney, but you got to give the Falcons so much credit for being able to reimpose and take control of that game back in that second half and get the win.
Yeah, indeed. No question about it. And I know you can make, a case about not having Garrett and Clowney. Sure, of course you can. But then you didn't have CP84 for the majority of the game, and you're doing it with two guys who, you know, you're going into a game this week against Tampa. And your two leading targets in the passing game have combined for three total touchdowns in their NFL career, and your two starting running backs have carried the ball a total of 37 times in their NFL career. I mean, it's really kind of remarkable. But this team is, you know, we were discussing, Joe, about this team and the attitude that they've adopted, kind of, taking on the personality of their coach a little bit. They don't seem to be flustered or scared of anything.
No, they don't. And, like, it was really interesting to go back and the Falcons put out a video yesterday of them kind of wired up. It's on their YouTube channel, and you can kind of hear some of the chatter that's going on the sidelines during that game. And yeah, I thought it was kind of really inspiring to see, Arthur Smith go over to his offensive line and say, you know, we're going to run the piss out of the ball here. and, and they answered that bell. You know, like, I think that all these guys really kind of get behind him and have a lot of faith in him as their head coach. And, you know, the other thing that was great to see when I was watching that video last night was, if you look at the YouTube, if you look at the comments, so many Falcons fans just really showing their appreciation both for Arthur Smith and for the team. I think that Falcons fans for a long time have been waiting for a team that could play the game like this, you know, because the Falcons team, even when they were good, they were, you know, it was Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and these, you know, high profile skill players. And that was great. That was obviously exciting as well. But it's been a long time since Falcons fans have seen a team that can do the kinds of things that we're seeing this team do. And let's remember, I mean, like, this team is still kind of in a rebuilding stage, but they are actually doing the building part, which is great to see. Like, they're actually doing the things that you can see tangible evidence of that's going to help them win games both this year and down the line and really establish that culture. I mean, I keep on going back to this word identity, but that's the biggest thing that has stood out to me over these first four games of the season, is that you're really seeing an identity take hold. I think it's both, you know, we see it when we're watching the games, but it's also the players, it's important for them to establish it on the field so that they believe it themselves. And I think that you're starting to see the rewards of that as well. It's really kind of coming together as a cohesive whole, despite the fact that this team is still spending, you know, nearly a third of its, you know, salary cap on, you know, Matt Ryan and Julio Jones still. So it's only, you know, a small piece of what it can be in the future, which is obviously really exciting.
You know what? The word for me this week is sustainability. And with Cordero Patterson being out, can we sustain the ability to run the football the way that we did last week without Cordero Patterson?
I mean, it's going to be really tough. I think less because of missing Patterson, but more because you're probably going against the best defensive front that you've faced so far this year in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, these are the heavy hitters right here. I mean, this is the big test. I think if you get past, I mean, we know this Falcons offensive line is very good, but I think that this is like a true, you know, test of their skills. And you know, you mentioned all, you know, these skill players like Cordero Patterson that the Falcons are going to be missing, Hugh, and you know, it even makes it a bigger challenge for the Falcons offensive line, because the Bucs will know that they're just going to stack the box and try to make Marcus Mariota beat them. And I think that if you're the Falcons, you know that that's something you've got to get tightened up from this Browns game, because Mariota struggled the most he has so far this year in that game. And so that's going to make it even more of a challenge. But when you are able to set, you know, establish an identity, an offensive identity like the Falcons have, I mean, that should be the challenge for the team is, yeah, they know we're going to try to run the ball and we're going to go and do it anyway. I mean, that is the mark of a team that really is able to impose themselves at their own will. And I think that that's going to be the big challenge in this game against the Bucs.
John Fricke and Hugh Douglas on the morning show, talking with Joe Patrick. He is our lead reporter for the Atlanta Falcons. You said something, Joe, I want to go back to, and Hugh, I want to kind of all three of us to jump into this, because I got a thought about this. I asked about the identity question over the weekend on my Twitter, and I got a ton of responses. And Gritty came up, and a lot of great words came up here. But we all know the cut from Mike Smith. Falcons are soft. Falcons are soft. And while they were super fast and NASCAR and all that kind of stuff in 2016, and they were lights out fastest team in the NFL, and that team won, went big, went to the Super Bowl, obviously, by being super fast. Arthur Smith wanted to rebuild the team, Hugh, into a bigger, more physical team. And not only has he done it, Hugh, I want you to talk about big physicality, and Joe, I want you to jump in on the back end of this. But I'm also seeing, Hugh, the fans respond to the idea that you have a Falcons team that for the first time in years and years and years is able to take a punch and then punch right back hard.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing that I've known. I've seen is that this team has, over the last few weeks, John, shown that they're pretty resilient. Because there was a couple times, even in that Seattle game, where I was like, oh, man, this is about to go south. And then they came with the big sack and the big interception. And then they turn around and do it the next week. Here's the thing, though. Another word that's a trigger. That's not sustainable. You can't ask that defense week in and week out to go out there and do some of the things that they did, like goal line stances, back-to-back goal line stances, and hold teams to just 3 points in the NFL. That's a lot to ask for on a weekly basis, week in and week out basis. You have to, at some point, pull your weight, because that's what we're talking about. Not trying to shift the conversation, but that's a part of it. Like, offense and defense is a symbiotic relationship. You got to work together. That defense has been playing extremely well. There's going to be a time, probably this weekend, John, where we can't have no Keystone Cops at the end of the game. Can't do it. Not if you want to be that team that you anticipate yourself to be at the end of the year. Can't do it.
Joe, this team tough punching, you know, that kind of a team, as opposed to the speeding, soft. The Falcons are a soft team. I mean, this team is gritty and punchy and just tough.
No doubt. And Hugh's right. Like, there's definitely areas where this team needs to improve. The passing game, I think, is really going to be kind of under pressure. I think Marcus Mariota is going to have some things to prove with his arm in this game against the Bucs, and the Falcons want to get a win. But, yeah, I mean, John, you're right. Like, I think that this team, it's a different kind of mentality that they have. Like, they've got a mental edge that it seems like a lot of Falcons teams haven't had in the past. This team is super disciplined, too. Like, they do not get flagged much at all. I don't even know if they had a penalty called on them. They had the only penalty called on them in this game was the face mask by Drake London when he was trying to stiff arm a guy when he had the ball. So, like, I think that says something about how disciplined this team is. And you know, speaking of Drake London, I think that he kind of epitomizes this new style of Falcons player where, yeah, I mean, he's, as a wide receiver, he's able to do the things that you want him to do, catching the ball and with the ball in his hands. But he's also making a huge impact on these running plays. Like, if you go back and look at the tape, he's blocking downfield. There was one, he had a crackdown block on a defensive end, and he did not just, like, try to get in the guy's way. He was trying to blow him up, and he did. He kind of just knocked him onto his side. It was really, really impressive, and I think that is the kind of thing that Arthur Smith loves to see from a you know, quote-unquote skill player like a wide receiver, you know, getting physical. Even a guy like Kyle Pitts, I know a lot of people are frustrated because they've got him in their fantasy lineups, and he's not producing on that front. But, again, you see the way that he's blocking downfield, and he said it after the game. I was talking to him, and he was like, this was a game where I wanted to prove that I'm a blocker, I'm an all-around player. That was a challenge that was served up for me this week, and I wanted to answer the bell. That's the kind of different edge that I think, John, that you're talking about, that this Falcons team has, that, you know, hasn't really been apparent for several years now.
All right, Joe, as always, do appreciate your insight. Thanks much, and we look forward to the game against the Bucs. Be talking to you.
Peace out.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Joe Patrick, our lead Falcons reporter. We mentioned it is a busy, chalk-loaded 8 o'clock hour. Next, we're going to take you live, not to State Farm Arena or no. We're going to open up the phone line to Abu Dhabi. How far away is Abu Dhabi?
Far.
8,000 miles? Landry Fields, GM of the Hawks, live with us from Abu Dhabi next on The Morning Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Back to more John.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game from the Kia Studios. A lot of buzz in town. Around a lot of teams, including a lot of buzz around the Atlanta Hawks. 7,000, according to the internet here, 7,607 miles from us is Landry Fields, the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks. He is live in Abu Dhabi, where the Hawks are going to play the Milwaukee Bucks in a couple of exhibition games, and he joins us. I was going to say this morning, but I don't have any time zones away.
Yeah, what time is it over there, man?
It is 4:21, so good morning to you, though.
Yeah, right. Eight hours ahead.
So I have, this is a two-part question for me, Landry. First of all, how was the flight over there? How many movies did you watch? Did you listen to, what's that, the EDM music? Did you listen to any of that? And what is like the atmosphere? What is the ambiance over there in Abu Dhabi?
Well, the flight was good. I only watched one movie. I watched the new Top Gun. I hadn't seen it yet, which is actually really good. So I recommend that to anybody that hasn't seen it. Read a few books, not totally, but I just kind of swerved back and forth between the two. So that was good. I'm a big reader. I love to read. As far as the ambiance and everything that's happening in Abu Dhabi, I mean, right now I am outside of the Louvre in Abu Dhabi, and I'm looking at a ton of different cranes. I mean, the amount of cranes in this city is really remarkable. Like, it's just booming right now. So it's good. It's hot, though. But I think our guys have all adjusted since our flight getting over here, and I'm ready to play some basketball tomorrow, so it's exciting times right now.
When you say hot, is it like Georgia hot? You know, because Georgia could be a steamy, like muggy kind of hot, or is it like a breezy kind of, like ocean breeze kind of hot?
So it's currently 91 degrees, and it's like at nighttime it gets a little more humid, so it feels more like Georgia, but during the day it's more like Vegas, like kind of dry heat.
Gotcha, gotcha.
So, yeah, it kind of fluctuates between the two.
Well, I talk to me about the ball club here, Landry. I mean, you now have DeJounte Murray. We get our real first taste of DeJounte and Trey working together, working independently in the backcourt, and how this is going to kind of play out. We were seeing you at that event, a week or so ago, and I think it's fair to say there's a lot of buzz around your club.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely. I mean, let's see. Tomorrow starts our preseason games, have our first one. I've been encouraged in training camp, watching the guys and seeing – you know, the newness of Jante and Trey and, you know, that starting unit of DeAndre and John and Clint. And, you know, right now I think they've been playing well. We always kind of take it in stride, especially here in the preseason, because, you know, it's still the preseason, but we want to make sure we're taking it seriously and creating good habits going into the year. But I've been encouraged so far. Like, I think the guys are all kind of meshing well and gelling well. There's a lot more talk and communication amongst everybody. So, Feels good, looks good right now, but right now we got to make sure that we're not getting too ahead of ourselves as the season approaches.
So basically, in these two games against Milwaukee, what are you kind of hoping to accomplish?
What we're hoping to accomplish is to get everybody gelling all in sort of, you know, like real basketball, right? We haven't played against anybody yet. We've only played against ourselves. This is kind of our first look at our group and where they're at and what it's going to look like, hopefully, kind of going forward. So as long as we get a great awareness, I think that's an accomplishment of our eyes and how we're going to approach sort of the rest of the season, at least in the beginning portion before new variables come in and we have to pivot and figure out what's next. But I think for us, again, it's about going into this preseason with an intention of creating good habits and making sure that we're giving our best effort that hopefully facilitates into winning basketball throughout this season. Like, that's something that we've got to do day in and day out. It's not just about what we're trying to accomplish, but how we're trying to do it with our process. And, you know, we're going to be these core beliefs and values that we're going to instill along the way and really create an identity for ourselves this season.
All right, talk to me. Landry Fields, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks live from Abu Dhabi, where the Hawks are going to play the Milwaukee Bucks in a couple of exhibition games here. Walk me through what, because, you know, obviously it's Abu Dhabi here, so it's not necessarily, you know, something that we'll probably be watching, because I don't know. I mean, maybe we'll catch it. Talk to me about how you envision this working between DeJounte and Trey. You know, are they trading off? Are they going to be on, you know, off ball with Trey? How does all this kind of, what, as a fan, what am I to expect from those two paired in the backcourt?
Well, I'd imagine that you're going to see a lot of them, hopefully, you know, like, barring any injuries, you know, kind of knock on wood with that. We'll stagger them some. We'll play together a lot as well. Going to see them kind of rotate amongst with the ball in their hands. Like, sometimes it's just going to be, you know, how does this rebound come off and who's going to push and transition? You know, sometimes it's going to be Trey, sometimes it's going to be DeJounte. And that's what we've seen so far here in training camp is, which, like, as I mentioned earlier, what I've been encouraged by is sort of how seamless it's been so far, right? If DeJounte gets it, you know, Trey's busting up the wing and getting ready to get into some offensive action, and vice versa, Trey's got it. So they've been doing a good job of not over deferring, but then also not being overly ambitious. You know, when they're both on the court, and I mean, at this stage, that's what we can only expect, and kind of we'll see how it goes forward.
Landry Fields, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks.
So has the season really crept up on you? Because it just seems like yesterday, you know, for you personally, you got the job, you know, you've been elevated and everything, and then all of a sudden, boom, it just feels like basketball is here. So has it crept up on you like that?
It does. It does, yeah, and it did. It was like yesterday we were drafting Tyrese and A.J. Griffin, and then we were in summer league, you know, in Vegas, and, you know, had a little time off there in August to spend with the family and go on some vacation mode. But then when we got to the end of August, guys started flooding back into the practice facility and started to implement more and more things with guys and seeing the training that they were going through. And then training camp, like, it's amazing that all of a sudden now it's our first preseason game. But I think that's life to be expected in the NBA. It's sort of a always year-round process. You do have times here and there where it slows down, but it's a never-ending cycle of just having to make sure that you're creating an organization and a ball club that is winning and about the right things and creating the right culture. So that takes time and investment, and that's the job, and that's why I personally love it, and I think why a lot of our staff members and players are passionate about the game. It's something that's ever evolving, and if you take too much time away, it's kind of passed by you. But you know, like, to your point, it's coming fast, and before you know it, it'll be All-Star break. So can't get too caught up in the present or the future. We just got to make sure that we're focused right now and consistent in what we're doing with our day in and day out approach.
All right, let's go to the front court a little bit here. We talk so much about the two guys in the backcourt here. Last we saw your team, Landry, John Collins was all banged up, and DeAndre Hunter was scoring 30 points a game. Is John healthy, and do you expect DeAndre to take yet another step this season?
John Collins is healthy. He's been showing well in his role right now. It's been encouraging. And then with DeAndre, yeah, I mean, we expect him to take another step. You know, I think I've said it before, and I think it's been pretty consistent. Like, in order for us to be really good and ultimately where we want to go, we need that wing position to continue to rise and give us more and more. And DeAndre, I mean, he's up for the task, and watching him in training camp so far, so good. Looks good. I think he's gelling well with that starting five, and he seems really confident in himself and in his game. And I know right now he's been plagued a little bit with injuries, but he's rehabbed well and he's shown well right now. So I'm excited for DeAndre. I think this could be a big year for him.
So, Landry, I have a road trip coming up tomorrow. This weekend I'm going to my homecoming, and I'm driving to Ohio. And I need some musical suggestions, because I know you're a big music guy, especially that EDM. I need some good bands or good artists to listen to EDM, so I can kind of get a feel for the kind of music that you like, and you know, just, you know, be able to talk EDM music with you the next time we talk.
You know, we're going to go more genre, because if you're driving from Atlanta to Ohio, you say?
Yes.
Okay. Don't give me a long ride. We're going to need some down-tempo areas, okay?
Uh-huh.
Make sure you get some of that chill EDM house music.
Okay.
But if you're trying to kind of, like, up the speed and get there in the efficient time, we're going to go up. We're going to move it up to some dubstep, right? So if you can do some dubstep, my favorite artist is Bass Nectar. So that'd be one for you on that front.
Bass Nectar.
If we're going a little bit more down-tempo, uh-huh. Oh, there's every artist has some down tempo beats and some of that chill house music. So I don't know, you can go anywhere from Calvin Harris, some of his older stuff, I would say his newer stuff is not quite that. Kygo, Martin Garrix has some stuff like that as well. So that'll get you started. You just gotta keep pushing, you know, shuffle, and you'll find one.
Yeah, I gotta check it out, man, because I know I have on my XM app, I have an EDM station. I think I'm just gonna turn. I'm gonna figure out what I like, and then I'm gonna get back to you on that. I'm gonna figure out what I want to hear, and then I'm gonna get back to you on that.
Just go listen to Drake's new album. That'll give you like a nice integrative approach to it.
Okay, you talked about that the last time we talked. You talked about Drake's new album.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie though, Landry, it was getting killed on Twitter. It was getting killed.
I know.
Landry,
everybody wants the old Landry, Drake. They don't want to forget. Landry, I get it.
Whatever you do, damn, don't invite him to a Hawks game. Okay, just don't. Okay.
No, I'm telling you, I think it's kind of fascinating that his musical genre is quite interesting. And then he just dropped a whole bunch of different groups on us like that.
Don't invite
I gotta
to
see
Hawks
what
game.
It is. I gotta see what it is.
That dude, stay in Toronto.
For sure. No, don't worry. All Hawks in Atlanta. We won't concede.
All right. One final question, because I'm curious. I've never been to Abu Dhabi. Frankly, I'll never go to Abu Dhabi. What do people eat? Do you have to bring your own chef, or how does this work?
They eat food, John.
No, food's been great. You know, they have their
– Oh, I'm sure it is.
They have their takes on
– Go ahead.
Oh, no, they have their takes on some American food, but really it's like you know, it's more Mediterranean.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You're getting a lot of the olive oils and olives and pesto and some of the lamb and whatnot, some good rice. Hummus and everything like that.
Oh, that's all stuff I like.
They've got some really good food. Yeah. You know, I had a lamb shoulder taco the other day from a restaurant. It was sort of like a contemporary Mediterranean. Really, really good.
Ah, man, all right. Yeah, you sounds like you're living the life there. Well, you are living the life. do appreciate it, Landry. Enjoy the trip to Abu Dhabi. We'll be watching and keep a track here. Look forward to you getting back home. We're certainly excited about the season.
Yeah, I am too, man. I'm ready for some basketball, so I appreciate you guys having me on.
Have a good one.
Anytime. Thanks, Landry. Landry Jones, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, live from Abu Dhabi. Landry Fields. It's Landry Jones. God. Oh, quarterbacks for 1,000, Alex. Landry Fields. man. Landry Fields, the general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, live from Abu Dhabi as we get ready for the Atlanta Hawks and the Milwaukee Bucks. And I am really intrigued to see how DeJounte, is that what we're going to go with?
No.
No?
That's what you can go with, because that sounds like something that you would do, but I'm not doing that.
Young DJ, what are we doing?
No.
No?
No. We tried this before, right, and it didn't work, so I'm just going to call him the John, you almost had me do it. Trey and Deontay.
I almost got the John Trey out of you. I almost did.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to call it the backcourt. If it gets too common, I'd say the backcourt. How about that?
Well, next coming up, we'll call him Grant and McCauley. The Atlanta Braves are in as NL East champions again. And our Braves expert is here to celebrate and tell us what's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Now, your game traffic. 92.9 The Game's Traffic Center, brought to you by Big.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To more John and Hugh.
I don't know, I just love their conversations. They're really funny people.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Braves play the game I always wanted them to be able to play this year. A totally meaningless game number 162, where Hugh and I could start in left and right field and it wouldn't matter. Let's welcome in the starting pitcher of today's game, Grant McCauley, who will take the mound for the first time this year because, again, doesn't matter. He is our Braves insider, our Braves expert, and he is celebrating like we are one hell of a come-from-behind division title win by the Atlanta Braves. Hey, Grant.
Grant!
Hey, good morning, guys.
So, Grant, take me through your range of emotions, because to me personally, you couldn't have scripted the way that this season ended any better than the way it ended for the Braves, and especially with Kenley Jansen out there in that situation, Odorizzi playing the way that he played. Tell me, what was your range of emotions when you saw all of that?
Yeah, I mean, you got, I feel, just such a fun performance that, yeah, well, I mean, what's your definition of fun, though? There were some people that were ready to, you know, have me tarred and feathered for saying that the Braves hadn't been swept all season and now feeling like, oh, well, you've tweeted it, so it must now happen, and the Marlins are going to sweep the Braves, and they're going to lose the division because the Nationals are going to sweep the Mets, or the Mets are going to sweep the Nationals, whatever the case is. Anyway, long story short, I feel like you got some performances from some guys that you very much needed to see in terms of Jake Odorizzi, and then I feel Kenley Jansen has been trending in the right direction for quite a while. So the Braves capped off an incredible comeback. I know that there's been a lot of jokes and a lot of tweets about the NL East being over all the way back on Memorial Day, but let me tell you, it wasn't over, and the Braves, with 4 months of the season left, made one of the greatest comebacks in divisional history and one of the absolute biggest comeback in divisional history since 1995, when the Mariners erased a 10.5 game deficit that they had against the then California Angels. So this is the kind of thing you don't see too terribly often, and the Braves have been doing a lot of that this year, and that kind of history and those kind of performances have culminated in a fifth consecutive National League East crown.
You know what, Grant, I want to get your opinion on this, because this is the way that I feel about that. Because me and John were talking about it this morning. We were talking about, okay, now with the Braves doing what they've done, who do you want to play next? Like, who do you want to see in this matchup, you know, after this five-day rest? My opinion is this. The way that you played throughout this season and the way that you came back from 10 down to win the pennant again, win the East, it doesn't matter who you line me up against, because – you know, John was talking about, he didn't say scared, he didn't use the word scared, but, you know, concerned about. I look at it like this. Teams should be concerned about the Braves right now. Do you see it the same way?
Yeah, I really do. But I also feel like, you know, it's fair to speculate on what's the best matchup for this club. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that there's a ton of separation between the teams that they could be facing. And, of course, if you're on a collision course with the Dodgers, you have to beat a very good Mets team. I mean, give them credit. The Mets won 100 games this year, too. They just were not able to hold off the Braves juggernaut here in the second half. But the Cardinals feel like a club that really has some interesting momentum behind them, just based on some of the big performances they've had all year, the story of Albert Pujols in the second half, and the fact that they've got that trio of Pujols and Adam Wainwright and Yadi Molina, who, you know, look like they're maybe riding through October together for that final time. So is there some juice there? Is there something extra about that that's just going to give the Cards kind of an X factor for this postseason? I mean, it'll all come down to performance between the white lines, of course, but, you know, I think they're feeling pretty good about their chances too, and you know, that's going to be a tough matchup, I think. So if the Braves do draw the Cardinals, that's going to be really fascinating for all the reasons I just gave you. But also, keep in mind, I'm sure the Braves have not forgotten about 2019 and would very much like to kind of, you know, right the ship as far as that one was concerned, because that's an NLDS that the Braves should have won and let get away from them.
Grant McCauley is our Braves insider. He's got a lot of great stats that are up on his Twitter right now. If you go to @GrantMcCauley, 1C, by the way, McCauley. One of them I love that you put up that's getting a lot of play, Grant, is days in first place in the NL East. New York Mets, 175 days in first. Atlanta Braves, 8. I'm curious, mm-hmm. Mets fans, you know, we see some of their media members. Boy, I tell you what, that's got to be hard to take if you're the Mets. I mean, that's a bad, brutal beat.
No, it is. I mean, for the fans, you feel for the media people, like, you know, like all of us and, you know, beat writers and whoever else. I mean, you're getting paid to watch sports, so it kind of evens out in a different way for us. But fans are going to wear this in a different way. Now, the plus for the Mets is that they are making the postseason. It's not like they just won 100-plus games and then go sit down and watch and wait till next season, like the 1993 Giants, for example. And this season felt a lot like that 1993 season to me. But, yeah, I mean, they accomplished a lot. It's just they were not able to hold off the Braves. And when it came down to the head-to-head matchup where they could hold serve and where they could, you know, control their destiny, they were unable to do that. So it's going to get written up and discussed in ways that, you know, are going to make, I think, a lot of Mets fans furious for a long time to come. But the beauty of baseball and the beauty of sports is, if you want to call it beauty, is you come back and get another opportunity. But the Mets' chances aren't over in 2022. I think it's important to stress that. I mean, they may have been beaten by the Braves in the division, but they still have a chance, a very big chance, to go out and make a run through October. And that's not a small thing for a club that hadn't won the World Series since 1986.
All right, Grant, I'm going to lean on you for an expertise here. Talk to me about the roster. Alex Anthopoulos has ruled pretty much Ozzie out. Do you think Strider makes it? What do they do in terms of rotation? Who's going to be on? Who's going to be off, if you have to take your best guess right now?
If yesterday's update from Alex Anthopoulos and also what we heard from Brian Snitker regarding Spencer Strider is accurate, and I believe that it is, and it's good news that he was able to throw pain-free, but it was a flat ground session. Now they want to get him on the mound and, you know, see him do all of that. And once he does, if he's able to check out, then I think you can kind of start to build that rotation and get that roster more of what we are hoping and expecting will include Spencer Strider, because that's a huge, huge contributor to the Braves' rotational plans. You're going to have Max Fried in game one. You're going to utilize Kyle Wright in the series, I feel quite certain. You've got Charlie Morton, who has just been up and down all year long, but you may need to utilize him just based on the fact that you just don't have the same amount of travel days and off days to reset a rotation. The five-game series was already short, so we'll see how it all plays. But I feel like if Spencer Strider is healthy, you're going to see him starting a game in the National League Division Series. But, you know, but he's still got a few things, a few hurdles to clear. Ozzie Albies, I don't think, is altogether too surprising with that fractured hand or fractured pinky on his throwing hand. That's a tough play. I mean, you just, the only thing they can do for that is the time that it takes for that injury to heal, and the Braves are going to have to unfortunately wait, and maybe the NLCS is a place where you can look for him, and I hope that we're talking about the NLCS roster and where Ozzie Albies fits.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, well, we really look forward to it. Grant, thanks for all your great work in the regular season. Now let's see great work in the postseason. Let's go get another ring here. Thanks, Grant.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Peace. Grant McCauley, host of From the Diamond, and, of course, our Braves insider and expert. Steakhouse top of the hour. There's been a Rob Triple sighting.
Yeah, he's here. My man, Rob.
And it's all coming up on this Wednesday edition of Sports Radio 90 Time the Game.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.